He said I couldn't take very long. And this is quite...
You can't go very far either.
Okay, I won't go very far. I'll just hold it in my hand or see something. Like so many of our testimonies, it's really a journey. And so I'm just going to tell you... Come here. I'm just going to tell you part of it. I'm going to start with me being an old maid. My mom was an old maid when she got married, and people were considering me an old maid. I don't know where to start. Where did I start yesterday? Okay.
25 years old.
Yeah. Okay. I was working. Okay, I've got to start at the beginning. That's just the way it's going to be.
She was born.
No, in our home. Yeah. In our home, we were always taught to pray for our spouse from the time we were young. Mm-hmm. And taught to organize our lives, whether we married or not, with the kingdom of God as the first thing that we were to seek in our lives. So that was to be our standard. And then whatever we went to educate ourselves with or prepare ourselves with, the kingdom of God would be our ultimate goal. And so I even charted out, you know, kingdom of God. Where am I? What different paths could come from where I am? And what things I wanted to accomplish? And prayed about it to see what the Lord wanted to direct in that. And as I was growing up then, I prayed when I was young to have the Lord direct me. And the scripture that he brought me to is one that you saw up here. Sister Deanna McKay shared her testimony. How many of you have heard her testimony with Brother Jim? Okay. If you haven't heard it, you want to. We just had a lot of fun with it last night. But one of the elements of her testimony was one of the same elements with mine. And that is where the Lord told us that we needed to turn our affections upon him. And that scripture, there's one in Colossians 3:2 that says to turn your affections upon the Lord. The one I was directed to by the Lord is in Alma 17:69. Let all thy doings be unto the Lord, and whithersoever thou goest, let it be in the Lord. Yea, let thy thoughts be directed unto the Lord. Yea, let the affections of your heart be placed on the Lord forever. Counsel the Lord in all thy doings, and he will direct thee for good. And this is very important to me, because as I went through then, I, at the time, was traveling for Outreach International to the Philippines and Haiti, different places. I had my master's degree, gone ahead and got my master's degree. And I was able to not have to seek after that worldly relationship, because I was praying that the Lord would bring that when the time was appropriate for it. And, can you hear me? I just want to make sure Grandpa can hear me.
Yeah, he can.
I need to get closer. Okay, I'll talk slower. Just take it off and hold it, okay. I was going to West College at the time, and my brother and his wife were there with their young child. Okay, my brother and his wife were there with their young child. And I found a lot. I mean, she gave me hugs and love, and I felt like, okay, I can do this. Except for there were people that felt like I should have a companion. And it got to the point where even people in the church said, you need to start going to the bars if you want to. I know. That's kind of my reaction to it was,
I said, why would she want a lawyer?
Yeah. And that was my reaction, too. I was like, what would a husband that came from a bar do, you know, kind of a thing. And I couldn't believe that that was one of the suggestions, because that turning your affections upon the Lord had nothing to do with the worldly pursuits of man. And so I would leave it in the Lord's hand, as I had done for years. And one day when I was up in the balcony at West College, and I was lonely, by the way, I was up in the balcony, we just finished a hymn, and I could see down over the heads of people, and there was a head And the Lord just put on my heart that that was my husband. Okay. And you know what? That was enough for me. I knew he existed. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know what he looked like. I did kind of saunter downstairs to see if I could see his face, but he was gone. Okay. That was okay. I was good. Because now I knew that the Lord did have somebody and that he was near. Anyway, went on, was participating in a lot of activities, and one of them was choir. And I was a little bit shy, maybe. And in the choir, there was this really beautiful tenor voice behind me, but I never turned around. And the choir leader was Grandpa's sister, Pat. And she said, "Karen, why don't you go up and kind of listen to the whole choir for me?" I think she had other plans. Anyway, so I went up and listened to the choir, and I saw the young man with the good tenor voice up there, and he was part of our youth group, and so we got to talking. Now, you need to know something important in here. There were a lot of youth around, a lot of youth my age, and I had been asked on dates, and I was uniformly saying no, because I was trying to turn my affections to the Lord and be his servant. So anytime somebody would ask me for a date, I would say no. Just that was my response. I don't know what all that came up. And we were talking in a group of young people, and just started on the subject of the kingdom of God. And this young man had just had an experience quite a while before where the Lord had told him to seek first the kingdom of God. And so he didn't ask me out on a date. We started studying about the kingdom of God because my father had taught that, and that was what we started doing together, was studying about the kingdom of God. And his aunt gave us tickets to the Messiah choir, I mean the Messiah production at the auditorium. And later he asked me to marry him on his birthday. But it wasn't until I went to cut his hair. I cut all my brother's hair. I went to cut his hair, and I realized that this was the head that I'd seen from up in the balcony. So a little humor in there. But then something else happened. As we were engaged and we got married, I think it's while we were still engaged, we were talking about where we'd been in our lives. And while I had been in France, I lived in Paris, and I was a nanny. I was going to university, and so I needed some money, so I was a nanny first, and then I went to Besançon for university. And while I was in Paris one night, the Lord told me to get down on my knees and to pray for my husband. Remember, my mom had taught me to pray for him all my life, but the Lord told me that it was urgent that I pray for my husband. Well, we got together and talked about what had happened during that night. And David had been in an accident where he'd broken his neck, and many of you have heard that testimony, where then he was looking back at himself laying on the ground. And the Lord gave him, was it a choice or just told you to go back? And told him to go back. And I'm just thankful that our God is a great God. And that as we put our lives in his hands and turn our affections upon him, and that's the point. I know I'm not very smooth even speaker here because there's so much of this testimony I wanted to share with you. But the point I wanted to bring was the scriptural point that the Lord led me to, was to turn your affections upon the Lord and let him be the guide in all things that you do. And he will bless you even if you turn out to be an old maid for a while. But bless you for his kingdom's sake, and I praise the Lord for that.
Thank you. Stay here.
No.
And through my life, I've been a kind of a on and off again relationship with God. There have been times that I've made very poor choices in that arena, and times when the Lord has just, you know, been very, very patient with me and helped me get through those moments in my life where I could find my way back to him. And I guess I epitomize myself as being the prodigal son You know, I went away and I spent my fortune with the swine of the world, and then came to myself. And I always slap myself in the head and say, oh, I could have had a V8. You know, no, but I could have had what the Lord wanted me to have. And I went back to Him, and I prayed that I think it was August of 1981 is when I came to this conclusion. And I was in my folks' basement, and I was fasting and praying. My prayer was just basically I would walk back and forth within the parameters of the space that I had, and I would just talk to the Lord. And I just asked Him over and over again to forgive me. I asked Him to guide and direct me. And there was one moment in that time frame that He showed me. He made me look down, and I looked down, and there were a set of scriptures there, 3 in 1. And He said, pick them up and open them. And so I picked them up, and as I opened them, they laid open to Matthew, the 5th chapter. And I began to read the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. At that point, that phrase, thy kingdom come, just like came right off the page to me. And I just said to my Heavenly Father, I said, what is this kingdom that you're talking about here in this prayer? What is it? What should I do? And He led me just a little bit further into the 6th chapter of Matthew. In one of the scriptures that we looked at tonight, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. At that moment of time, I said to my Heavenly Father, I'm going to give you everything I am. I give it to you to do as you please. It says, I'm not going to ever marry. I'm going to be single. I'm a celibate. I'm just going to be, you know, your servant for the rest of my life. It was about a month later that I met Kim. He says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. I didn't exactly know what all those things were going to be. But there's 2 of them here, another one to be added shortly. And I have 2 more that are out there with their spouses. And those things were added to me. And I just thank God for all that He blessed us in. And blessing Karen and I. And like she said, when we first met, you know, when she started talking about the kingdom, man, just my eyes lit up. And she was pretty. I mean, she was beautiful to me. But that was the most beautiful thing about her, was her relationship with the kingdom. And if you know the Smith family and the Kingdom Way, the workshops that Ron and Delbert have done over the years, that's where I started in that relationship back in 1981 with Karen, as she walked me through that understanding. And, you know, less than a year later, in May of 1982, we were married. And that kingdom relationship has continued to grow in our lives, in our marriage, in our love for one another and for our Heavenly Father. Delbert kind of counseled us when we first were thinking of, you know, when we told him we were getting married. And he said, now here's a triangle. He says, this is you, David, over here on one of these points, and Karen's on the other. And God's at the top. And He says, as both of you look towards God and move towards God, what happens? You grow closer together, right? And that's the relationship that each of us should look for with each other, is to develop that understanding, develop those principles with promise in our lives. Because the Lord wants to bless you. He truly does. He wants to add all things unto you. Even the mysteries of the kingdom, even the mysteries of heaven. So it's our prayer that this day, as we are thinking of love, that we think about it in a certain perspective that God wants us to, that He wants us to look at it in that way, that we love Him with all our heart, mind, and strength. And we love our neighbor, who happens to sometimes be our spouse, even as ourselves. And we thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm not sure I can read it. Okay. Oh, my glasses. There we go. Hymn 142. 2 Timothy.